Gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas, publisher of the Free American magazine, and I've been doing that for 12 years. We're mailing out the next issue, January issue, and if you want to do something to wake people up about the problems that are going on here, wake people up about Ron Paul. It's amazing to me how many people don't even know who Ron Paul is. Don't know that he's running for president. Don't know that he's been a congressman for 20 years. And I've got a bumper sticker here that says, "Don't vote for lawyers." Well, that's the one person you can vote for that's not a lawyer, medical doctor. Now, I'd like to extend my apologies if I was short or curt to any of the staff at Republic. Yesterday was a very important show. I had some very important guests on, and I was not put up on the air. We worked that out, and certainly wasn't the fault of anyone at Republic. That was between me and John, and my apologies to any of the staff if I was curt, rude, or slightly irritable. And I'm not going to go into that. I'm on the air today, and there's a lot of important stuff that we need to talk about. But just to give you insight into the guest I had on and what was happening. About 20 years ago, perhaps a little more, I was living in California, and I met a man that I enjoyed talking to. Good dude. He had an invention. An invention that he had installed on a little 5-horsepower motor that would run that motor on anything. I'll tell you more about the beginnings of GEET and the end of GEET in a few moments.
Ha Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
I'm going to open up the phone lines today because I wasn't sure whether I would be on today or not. I didn't arrange any guests. I've got more guests lined up for Thursday and Friday, maybe tomorrow. But I will take your calls because I want to know. I've been told I got to cut back to 1 hour, and I really have no problem with that because I do a second hour at 8 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. It's linked through my website, as is Republic. And I've got links to yesterday's show about Paul Pantone on there, too. Paul Pantone was the gentleman with the little 5-horsepower motor I met back in California when I was publishing my first magazine, High Country, High Adventure for Today's Cowboy, and I still plan on coming back out with that sometime because I think the bikers and the real cowboys and the truckers out there are today's cowboys. And Paul had this little 5-horsepower motor, and he had a carburetor that he had invented on that. And we went, we took it to gas stations and got waste oil and poured it right into the gas tank. and this motor ran on it. He refined that and made it into the GEAT system. He believed and demonstrated that he could actually run a motor on water, and it got a better gas mileage than anything out there. He started making generators out of it. He sold he got people coming in wanting to buy it. He didn't want to sell it. He wouldn't sell it. He got threats, and I heard the threats from oil company executives telling him he better sell out. He better sell out. He wouldn't. He got married and has had a few problems generated by all of the stress and all of the pressure that he was put under. He showed it at Tesla conventions, at preparedness expos. And eventually, and it's kind of a long and complicated story, so I'm not going to dwell on that. He had a company come in and put some money in. And then they emptied his bank account. And when he kicked them out, they said, well, we want our money back. We want our money back. We want our money back. He said, you took all the money that we had here, and you didn't fill the orders on the generators here like you were supposed to, so I'm taking it back because I want to fill the orders. I want to see that people get what they paid for. And they said, well, okay, we'll take stock. You can issue a stock in the company. And so he did that. And then they turned around and said, Judge, Bob Pantone issued us fake stock. Through a few court battles and a few court things, they finally ended up with him in court, and they sent him to a psychiatrist. And the psychiatrist came back and said, well, he is not competent to stand trial because he thinks he can run an engine on water. Now, folks, on my website, bottom middle of the page, I've got videos of people doing that, running their motors, their cars, their acetylene torches, not with acetylene, not with gasoline, but with water. And Paul had reached that stage of in development of his GEAT system. So one psychiatrist got to put him in jail, and they started trying to drug him. Now, if you heard the story of Billy Miller on here, the Iraq vet who was arrested on a misdemeanor charge, and they started drugging him immediately. I had his mother on my show. Still got links up there on my archives page to her story. And by the way, my page is freeamerican.com. And they have, well, you got a cavity here. Well, they drilled his teeth, and then they didn't fill them in. They gave him some injections. He ended up with hepatitis C. He's dying in jail or in a mental hospital right now. Shades of Ezra Pound. And I made this statement a couple of times. that I can really identify with Ezra Pound. Ezra Pound was the world-class poet. World-class poet that moved to Italy before World War II and used shortwave radio to broadcast the German and Italian side of World War II. They said he was a war criminal. They arrested him. They picked him up after the war. They threw him in jail. They beat him. They tortured him. They broke him, and they put him in an insane asylum. He was rescued by another American poet, and Eustace Mullins. And he gave Eustace enough information to do his book. And that's detailed, too, folks. That's detailed in the last issue of the Free American. That's November issue of the Free American. The one with Ignacio Ramos on the cover. That's a Border Patrol agent, Hispanic Border Patrol agent, that was betrayed by Homeland Security. We've got the, in that issue, and one of the reasons I'm telling you about this issue, because it's probably one of the most powerful issues that we've ever put out here. Oh, you know, Clay Douglas, he's a racist. Oh, yeah, that's why I've got Hispanic Border Patrol agent on the cover of my magazine there. And I've also got the story of Ernst Zundel in here. And if I just kind of wish I'd known what had happened to my friend Paul Pantone before this, I would have already had his story in here, too. But I've got the story of Joe McCarthy in there. Another man that was demonized and made communism. That's okay because, some of my best friends are communists. You know, one of our former first ladies is communist. Oh, yeah, she's running for president now. That's right. I got a story of Ernst Zundel in here. And you may be interested in knowing that the attorney that defended Ernst Zundel, her name was Sylvia Stoltz, from over there in Germany. She defended Ernst Zundel. She was sentenced to 3.5 years for defending Ernst Zundel. That's in Germany. Now a Zionist-controlled country. And I've also got the story here of the creation of Zionism by the Rothschilds, the Rothschilds took their symbol, the Red Shield, which is now the flag of Israel, the six-pointed star. That was the Red Shield, the Rothschilds. Shield. And the Rothschilds started Israel, moved the Jews there, and I'm going to be demonized here as anti-Semitic. Oh, yeah. But in this November issue of the Free American, I've got The Role of Zionism in the Holocaust by Rabbi Jediah Lieberman from Australia, who warned about the dangers of Zionism, and he said the rabbis all over the world declared that all Jews loyal to God should stay away from Zionism, like one would stay away from fire. And I'll tell you why that's relevant to what's happening right now, because they're calling Ron Paul an anti-Semitic. Shades of Joe McCarthy. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls. I want to hear from you. I want to know what you want to hear on this radio show.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
If you buy your gold today, if you didn't listen to us 5 years ago when we told you what was going to happen, that gold was going to go up, that gold was the best investment, that an ounce of gold back in the 20s, we'd buy a week's worth of groceries, and, an ounce of gold today would probably buy you maybe 2 weeks' worth of groceries because it just broke $900 an ounce. And, folks, I've been doing this a long time. 12 years. I've got something here I want to share with you. But I want to take your calls. I want to let you know. You know, I've been told here by somebody I've known a long time, Clay, your show's just not doing well. Maybe it's because it's 5 o'clock in the morning in California. Maybe it's because I don't have any advertising on the Republic Network telling you about the Free American, telling you about about the time and the fact that I'm back on the air. A lot of my subscribers don't even know that I'm alive. They don't know. They thought I was dead. They thought they had killed me, and they certainly tried. But I'm putting this out to you. I want to know, if I'm not doing something right, I want to know it so I can correct it. If there's some reason that my show isn't appealing to you anymore, after 12 years of doing the show, I want to know why. And my number is 800 here, 313. This is Republic Broadcasting, 800-313-9443. I'll take your calls. I've been telling you a long time about what's happening and what's going on. Now, I want to share this one with you, and then I'll tell you about why the Zionists are threatening Ron Paul. That's right. Hey, Larry Silverstein, Lawrence Silverstein. Maybe that's not the same Larry Silverstein that blew up the buildings he had rented for $500 million, I guess. He leased the World Trade Center for $500 million. 3 months later, insured it for a few billion, and then 5 months later, the plane supplied by Dov Zakheim, former comptroller of the Pentagon, dual citizen, in charge of all of the money at the World Trade Center, and he couldn't be accounted for. $2 trillion could not be accounted for. And they blew it up. They blew it up. And Dov Zakheim, and this quote from Donald Rumsfeld: "I know Dr. Zakheim has been trying to hire CPAs because the financial systems of the department are so snarled up that we can't account for some $2.6 trillion in transactions that exist." That was Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld during a House Appropriations Committee fiscal year 2002 defense budget request. As given by Secretary Rumsfeld, Hugh Shelton, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and Comptroller Dov Zakheim, who evidently used that $2.6 trillion to build Systems Planning Corporation, a company that designs and manufactures extremely sophisticated control guidance technology that enables an external operator to fly and land aircraft by remote control. And that, by the way, is in this November issue of the Free American that you can get right now for $2.50 per copy. You should get a few hundred copies out there and get it around. That'll enable me to get out this next issue. That's telling you it's got George Bush on the cover and Ron Paul on the cover. Says, impeach the one who sold out his country and elect the one who will honor his oath. But a Lawrence Silverstein, yeah, me and the fire department, made the decision to pull building number 7, blow it up, bring it down. No plane hit building number 7, and most of Americans don't even know that. My God. But Larry Silverstein, in a blog about 21 hours ago, said, "Go whine like a bitch to someone who cares." Personally, I applaud any tactic to get Ron Paul out of these elections, whether it is making YouTube videos, making false vote counts, hacking vote machines, or even an assassin's bullet. He is an anti-Semite and shouldn't be allowed. Shouldn't have been allowed to stand in the first place. And by the way, in New Hampshire, 2 hand count towns reported 0 votes for candidate Ron Paul to the media, even though they didn't have votes for him. The town of Sutton reported 0 but had 31 votes. The town of Greenville reported 0 but had 25 votes. The 2 towns had misreported results affecting exactly the same candidate in exactly the same way. When did Greenville join the scam? Everyone talks about Sutton, whereas one incident might be easily be perceived as administrative oversight, but two.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com, or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
I've got the lines open, and I've got Myron from Pennsylvania on. Hi, Myron.
Oh, good morning. Am I on?
Yes, sir, you are.
You know, I've actually spoke to Paul Pantone before he got incarcerated. I've acquired his plans and had partial success with the engine. And that's mostly my failure had to do with my poor fabrication. My plea to you is, how much of his plans information for his devices can you acquire? He did the right thing by putting it online, that you could get his free engine design. I really encourage anyone. It's one thing to talk about this, but when you get right down and build this thing, you are declaring your independence from the energy barons. And it's quite an exciting experiment, but the question I have for you is, how much of these plans can you acquire? Can you acquire any of these and get these out online for us? Is that possible?
He's got, there's also a website out on for Paul Pantone's defense. I will get more links. If you go to my website, you can hear his friends that are trying to get him out. They've set up a separate website. They've got a fund for him in Oklahoma. And if you go to freeamerican.com and just do yesterday's show on Blog Talk, then you can. They'll give you the website and give you all the information. And they're killing him. They're trying to kill him right now.
Yes. Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, this is just what happens when you try to stand up against the system. When you try to get independence, you know, I've got another little video on my site about George Carlin, and he tells you, you know, they don't want educated people out there. They want people just smart enough to follow instructions and work in a factory, and you know, so the don'ts aren't smart enough to know how badly they're being screwed.
Oh, I could tell you horror stories about my older son in the school system. It's just like they've just simply been 12 years of a forced daycare and abuse. And, well, yeah, it's, the enemy is alive and well.
Yeah, that's why I'm probably one of the only publishers in the world with extremely high IQ that dropped out of the ninth grade. They were going to give me licks in the ninth grade, and I said, no, nobody's ever hit me, and you're not going to start. You're not going to be the first. And I got kicked out of school for basically doing my homework ahead of time. But Paul Pantone is a friend of mine, and he's been really, really hurt here, and they're trying to kill him. Tell me a little bit more about your device.
Well, it's much like you just before he put it out online that you go to the slow engine design, and it's the Geek Reactor, of course, and I got a lot of explanations of alternate ways of using it. And what I did is I tried to put this together with copper and braze it instead of using black pipe where it just simply goes together. But if you go to his small engine design, you'll find it's more, pretty much a heat exchanger using laminated flows, taking an account thermal inertia, and then in the fuel line is a control rod where the flow going past this rod, it's sealed at one end and hollow at the other, drafting it, creating a vacuum. So you have these three principles of physics taking place. And I try to do this without the control rod, thinking it's a gimmick. And along with this, it's a semi-closed-loop system going back to the gas tank. And the tank... You have the exhaust going right back into the tank, into the fluid, which I had half gas and half water. And it would agitate it and bubble it up, and you would get take off the fumes that you take up from the fuel. And
basically, the fumes it's producing are hydrogen, right?
Well, it atomizes the gas and the water. Because you want it atomized. You
if
don't
you
want
put two rods into water and run a small electrical charge through them, you get hydrogen coming off.
Well, what happens is this water is broken down in the Geek Reactor, not in the tank. And the thing is, it's pressurized. You only have a valve near the intake of the engine after the Geek Reactor. And you adjust that for the intake of air, but there's no exhaust. And it's closed loop, or semi-closed loop, because you have to have an intake. And when this thing was pressurized, it worked better. In fact, when I lost the pressure in the tank is when the motor died. And so here I have an engine with no exhaust. So think about if a gas engine is no more than 20%. You're losing 80% of your gas, but if you're putting it back in the gas tank, even if you're running all nothing but gasoline, in theory, you should get five times the efficiency.
Was Paul's invention based or similar to the Pogue carburetor of the past?
I think that was just carburation. Like, I'm not really familiar with a Pogue carburetor. I think what that was I'm not really sure what it could be. This could be the Pogue carburetor. But I think the Pogue carburetor was something else.
Okay. Well, listen, I appreciate your call. And if you go to my website, you can, and the show was Monday.
Well, knowledge is power.
Blog Talk.
And there's so many more designs out there that I've acquired maybe one or two more. But as a matter of fabricating, that's where it's difficult. Everyone wants to buy the stuff off the shelf. So I'm in the search of more of this. And this is where we can actually make a difference, when we take the stuff and actually make it. No, if we don't, then we're subject to the powers of
these. It's a little bit mechanics and building stuff like that is a little beyond me. But Paul was good.
It was. It was me too. I have help from France. It's I may have the head knowledge for this, but I'm
all
terrible.
Right. I'm not here to tell anybody about how to build a carburetor. That was Paul's job. What my job is to try to bring this to your attention, to try to bring some pressure on these Utah New World Order types that have got him in jail in an insane asylum. The psychiatrist said, he thinks he can run a motor on water, so he must be insane. All right, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you again for your call.
Yeah, he gave me the specs for that. It's when you get more water and less gas, the specs get tighter.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank
you. Again, my number here is 800-313-9443. But that's it? All right, who we got? Okay. Moby, hello. Welcome to the Free American Hour. What's on your mind, Moby?
I build Geet systems, and they work.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Paul Pantone's going to be vindicated one of these days whenever people really realize what's going on inside these Geet reactors. It's long been known that vapor is the true burn in any combustion engine, so it puzzles me why we inject fluid directly into the cylinders these days. Paul Pantone's device is basically a small reactor. What it does is it turns the liquid into a vapor. And when you do that, you get five times the amount, like your last caller was saying. It's roughly five times the advantage from a liquid to a vapor.
What do you want to do, destroy the economy?
Absolutely.
How do you think these gas companies keep feeding money back into the company if they don't rip you off?
Well, that's right. I suppose they do, and that's why they manufacture their cars the way they do. So they will inject a given amount of fluid directly into the cylinders regardless of what you do.
That's right. Well, I've got a fiction novel about a civilization that doesn't that where everything isn't based on renewable technology. I mean, our machinery and our machines could last forever if we were running on vapor instead of the liquid itself.
That's true. If you think back to 1929, Dodge had a carburetor that worked very similar to Geet. Now, the old-timers knew this, and that's why they preheated the gasoline before it got to the combustion engine.
I remember when I was, I've always read, no thanks to the school system, my grandfather taught me to read, and I could read 1,000 words a minute when I got into first grade. But I remember reading about a guy that was driving from town to town, and he'd fill his gas tank up with water and run on it.
With pure water?
That
would be a trick. I'd like to see that.
Not like Paul Pantone.
My systems are running on about 80% water, 20% gasoline, and I can get five times the burn out of the amount of gasoline by doing the Geet system. They do work, and they're relatively simple.
I just saw a film with a high school kid, a young high school kid, and he had he put distilled water into a glass and put two electric tubes in. It looked like he was making colloidal silver. But the bubbles coming off of the 12-volt, the two rods, were hydrogen.
Yep. Hydrogen, hydroxy, HHO. Sure, that's it's wonderful, explosive stuff, too. Mother Nature was most kind whenever she built water the way she did, because whenever you disassociate it, you get a perfect burn.
That's right. Yeah,
and whenever you mix that with a fossil fuel, you burn the entire fossil fuel
hydrogen
as in the deep system, the Paul Fantone
thing.
The
best fuel out there. And there was also the radio engineer that did it with just radio waves. Built a radio antenna out of his out of a pie pan.
Yeah, John Kansas up
and
in
did a test tube,
theory.
And it burned at 1,500 degrees. Salt water burned at 1,500 degrees. That means every ship we got out there that's using tons and tons of diesel could be running on the water it's floating on.
That's true.
But, oh, that destroyed the economy, too. What would the bankers do if we had free energy? That's why they killed Tesla. It's just amazing to me.
Well, the alternative energy
Ford.
Crowd is alive and well. They're out there.
Who's that?
If you see Paul Pantone or get a message to him, tell him we thank him very much for letting us inspect his design and replicate it, because there's lots and lots of replications of it going on, and it can't be stopped now. It's going to happen.
Well, I want to get Paul Pantone out of jail. I want to get these Border Patrol agents, Nacho Ramos and his partner Campeon, Jose Campeon. I want them out of jail. I want Paul Pantone out of jail. I want Ernst Zundel out of jail. To have these people in there, we kept Ezra Pound in prison for in a mental institution for 13 years.
It's a shame to have these great men locked up.
You know, they certainly tried that on me. They tried that on me. They tried to do that. And I was talking to one of my friends the other day about the show. And, you know, is there something else that I can do that you want to hear as a listener out there?
As a listener, yeah, I'd like to hear you talk more on the alternative energy. Stay away from the words free energy, because there's no such thing as free. But we can certainly make what we've got to work with far more efficient than the established out there are making it.
I will try to do that, sir.
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
My area of expertise is not the mechanical end of it. I try to make you aware of this. That's why I've got those videos of the guy in Clearwater, Florida, that's running his car on water.
There are lots of people
that's burning
out there doing it. But for
water,
the same reason that Paul Pantone's in jail, they don't want to disclose too much of their information.
No, Paul Pantone did the right thing. He put it on there. Now let's see if we can put some pressure on Utah to get him out of jail. They've destroyed his teeth. They've operated on his teeth, and they've given him hepatitis C. So it's really kind of a pressure to get him out in time to keep him alive.
And will he be, I don't know, will he be any good to us when he gets out? Or will he be so afraid that he won't invent anymore? That's what it takes, is an inventive mind.
I don't know. I mean, you know, everybody asks me, well, Clay, you know, you're not the man you used to be. You know, you don't have the honesty yet. You don't have the force. Well, that may be true. But they also tell me, aren't you afraid to ride now? Aren't you afraid to do anything after they tried to kill you? No, I'm not. I'm still doing the show. I'm still doing the same thing that I started out to do with the Free American. And I may not be the man I want. I'm a little shorter tempered now. I got a little less patience with people. I'm not as kind and gentle as some people would prefer. But I know we're in a war, and I know the war is on the people, and I know that the war on terror is a war on anybody that doesn't want to go along with one world government.
I agree there.
And the war is on anybody that is not consuming properly, and you're not consuming properly if you've done Paul Pantone saying you're not consuming the amount of gasoline that your neighbors are doing. So, you know, you better get with the program and keep up with the Joneses, or you might be in one of those concentration camps.
I'll just keep quiet and build my systems then.
Well,
but they do
work. That's certainly one way to do it, you know, and that's, but in a way, that's a mistake, that everybody makes, and this is what they try to do. They want to frighten you into staying below the radar instead of standing up and teaching your neighbor. They came to a friend of mine. His name was Sheriff Babcock. That was his name, not his rank or title. Sheriff Babcock. And he built the Aswan Dam, and he built one of these carburetors. Put it on his truck and was building one for his neighbor. Two guys in blue pinstripe suits show up. Mr. Babcock, we need you to take that carburetor off your car or your vehicle, your truck there, and destroy the one you're building for your neighbor. Why should I do that? Because we'll kill you if you don't. And he said he believed him. He believed him, and so he did that. He took it off.
Well, Clay, look at it this way. The Pantone device is not really a carburetor. What it is a miniature refinery that it refines.
Right.
It refines the hydrogen that's in water, the hydrogen and oxygen. And
thank you for your call. We got to take a break.
Okay.
Keep the phone lines open, and I'll get to my next caller right as soon as we get back.
Okay.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Free American Hour. Hello, John.
Good morning, Clay.
Good morning.
I you called in, you were asking what we wanted to hear. Before I get into it, let me tell you, I turned 50 recently, and since the age of 17, minus the time that I spent in the Air Force, I've been involved in the oil business and the oil industry, from pipelines to refineries, and I'm currently in transportation. So there are patriotic Americans working in the industry. I can tell you for certain that, yes, there are some men, there are extremely powerful people in this business. They do run this world. I kind of feel like I feel bad about making my living at it, but this is all I know. What I do look at is I am in a position where if I keep my ears open and my mouth closed, I can be of a lot of service. And what I'm hearing from you, Clay, I like you. I want to give you the benefit of the doubt. We have every right to be angry, but we don't need to be angry with one another. And when I hear your program, and it may be your tone of voice, I get accused of the same thing, that I'm a critical person or that I'm mad or I'm angry, when I'm really not. But I hear a lot of anger when I listen to your program. So basically I would say, you know, when you have your callers on, when you have your guests on, kind of chill out a little bit, even though we have every right to take this so serious that our blood boils. But we're on the same team, and me and you and Jack McGlam and Robbie Noel and all of the people associated with the Patriot Movement, regardless of what radio station it is, you know, if we're really taking this serious, man, we're in the same club.
John, I agree with that,
team.
And that's why I've always planned from the start for the Free American to be a forum for the Jack McLams.
Well, you said earlier that people don't know you're alive, you know. Well, put two sentences in your magazine. Say, hey, I'm alive, I'm doing well.
No, I think with my picture in there and my column up front, that they'll get that impression. But
I don't want to come across, Clay, as being critical, because I'm really not trying to. I'm just saying, well, you know, there's a whole lot going on. We have every right to be angry, but maybe if we open up the phones and let people call in. Now, what's going on here in Tennessee? We've got a governor that doesn't live in the gubernatorial mansion. It's valued at $900,000. He is pushing, and his wife is pushing, to put a $19 million addition, two stories below ground, that will hold up to 500 people at a dinner. Now, that's five times larger than the banquet room that the President of the United States uses for his gatherings. But the governor of Tennessee and his wife have decided that they need to spend $19 million. To me, it's a bunker that's being built. It's somewhere, it's strangely enough, it's exactly the right size to hold every state representative and every state senator and all of their staff and the governor and his staff below ground and be self-supporting underground.
All right. Listen, thanks for your call, John. In the morning, folks, I'm going to give you a little bit more information about the things that are going on here and how the Free American has been right on since 1994. My number is 888-678-1444. Get these two issues of the magazine. Buy enough for your neighbors or for your neighborhood and for your families. And call and order those today, and we'll ship them out today. 888-678-1444. And send me an email, play@freeamerican.com, or go to freeamerican.com to make a donation. And tell me what you want to hear here, and I will do my best to make this the number one show on Republic.
With recent